Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Jen, and you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
What's up? This is Sean. Stay with us for the next hour. Let us help you experience your soul path and giving guidance and having some cool people on here. Every Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com, we'll have some of the most talented people here with us helping you turn your obstacles into
opulence.
Boom, baby. All right. Okay. I had to sneak that in. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. We have a really interesting show today.
Yes, we do. We have a special guest, don't we?
But first I want to talk about something.
Okay.
We talked about this before on the show.
Yeah.
Because every time we find a guest, it always happens it's through synchronicity.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, I guess I'll always say spirit guides me, and not even that I'm realizing it's happening, just kind of, you know, doing something online or hear something or
like
catch somebody's name, series of events, or meet people
right.
in person. And it just, it's, I like it that way because then I know it's the person we're supposed to have on air for one, and for two, it just seems to flow a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And for three, it's just confirmation that the people that we have on our show are, you know, authentic and are in the right place at the right time, basically.
I agree with
you
that.
You agree?
I agree with that.
All right. I'm going to let you introduce our guest.
Okay. We have someone really, really special with us today. We have spiritual catalyst, the spiritual catalyst, Till Scott. She's an internationally acclaimed spiritual luminary. Having overcome 13 years of ritual abuse and torture, she now writes and teaches publicly about spirituality, the meaning of life, which we'll be discussing today, and how to achieve health and happiness, which we always love to hear about on this show. Till, welcome to the Sean and Jen Show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Yes. So we're going to start off with a bang, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Of course.
All right. So first question is, what everybody wants to know is, what are we doing here? What's the reason? What are we here for?
We are here as extensions of the universe. So rather than thinking of Source or God as this separate being which is dictating the way we live our lives, it's more accurate to say that we are the extensions of that energy who are here expressing ourselves in the physical dimension. And as we experience the physical dimension, we are inspired towards preferences. And when we line up with those preferences, we're inspired towards more preferences. And you could think of the preference, which is a thought, as a brand new vibration within the universe. Every time you desire something, which is preference, the universe matches up with that vibration exactly and becomes it. And we call that process expansion. So long story short, we are here to facilitate the expansion of this universe. It's sort of like source energy, or God energy, if you want to call it that, knowing itself through the perspective of every single being that has ever existed.
So let's go back to the preference part that you were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So the preference would be then, and say there's a new thought, but then can we also pick up on other people's preferences and make them part of our own life?
Explain that a little further, because...
So when you were talking about preference, I'm trying to understand. Mm-hmm. So you were talking about preference, and then you were talking about new thoughts. You're saying we have a preference, or we have a new thought, and then that new thought brings about a new thought, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so can people then, other people, pick up on our thoughts and bring them into their reality, essentially? Does that make sense?
Not much.
Okay.
If I'm going to be completely honest, no.
Okay. I guess I'm just trying to, so people can kind of understand, what exactly is a preference or a new thought? Can you dive into that a little bit more?
So anytime you experience conditions, it is causing you to want things. We could call that desire. So you experience an environment where there's not a lot of food and not a lot of water. It causes you to want food and water. So your preference is food or water. Now, in the beginning, you don't actually know what food or water is. I mean, we do, but let's just go all the way back. So way back when, you've got the very beginnings of life on this planet, not many of the beings that were incarnated at that particular time knew what it was like to walk on land. But exploring the water environment, being, you know, and developing their sort of contrast relative to that experience caused them to imagine, essentially, something which did not exist yet, which was life on Earth, life on dry land. And when they lined up with that in their day-to-day life, they ended up physiologically evolving the capability of lining up with that as a manifestation.
Okay. Sean?
Okay, so I like that. Can you share with us why we've chosen to manifest into this particular life that we're all living?
That is a different answer for every single person who's chosen it. But specifically, the beings who have opted in at this particular time are the ones who enjoy the most extreme roller coaster ride. They're the ones that understand that. They're the ones that understand that the most extreme expansion is going to be coming out of the human perspective here on planet Earth. And that sounds fairly egotistical, but it actually isn't. There are beings in this universe which we could consider much, I don't want to call higher or lower, but let's just say the intelligence is much larger in some species in the universe. But as far as expansion is concerned, the universe knowing itself, there is no greater expansion coming from anything than the human species. There is no greater expansion coming from anything than Earth right now. So all eyes are here.
Right.
So ultimately, what is the... So with the beings coming in now, and especially, I would like to talk about, maybe I can ask you a question about specifically the younger children that are coming, the babies and the young kids. I mean, what is the ultimate, let's start with, you know, us that are here that are older, what is the ultimate goal? Is it everybody different, same kind of answer, everybody's different, or what is the goal of all of us together, essentially?
You mean like the mission, if you will?
The mission, yeah.
Self-realization.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Self-realization is the mission. It's always the mission. It's why you come into life ever.
Okay, so it's always the same.
Yes, it's always the same. It's self-realization. It's the universe self-realizing through the perspective of each individual being. And if you understand universal principle, there is no such thing as an individual being. So that kind of realization even catapults you into more expansion. But we misunderstand as humans, thinking that there's some sort of end game or end goal when there actually isn't.
Right.
And the minute you gain the kind of awareness that you get when you raise your vibration high enough, there's no longer a desire or a need for there to be an end goal because there's no suffering involved in the process. In fact, that becomes your greatest source of joy.
Right.
So when we say eternal, it no longer brings a sense of pain.
Right. I agree with that.
So the same would be for the children coming in. It's no different than us. Self-realization is for everyone.
Yes. Yeah, okay. And when you self-realize, you are realizing for the universe. This is sort of what people don't understand. If you understand self-love, then you are now loving everything that exists because everything that is in existence is a projection of you because there is no separation. So if you actually do manage to self-actualize, it is the universe self-actualizing.
So say you accomplish what you came here to accomplish, which is self-realization. Does that then help beings that come after you to also realize or have self-realization? Does it take it up a notch?
Yes, it always does. Each new thing that is discovered takes expansion up a notch. It's kind of like, you can understand this on a very small scale, because let's say that your contrast is that you don't have much money, and then you manifest money. Standing in that new space of money isn't going to mean that you're absolutely done expanding. In fact, that new experience of having money is going to come with its own set of contrasts, which is going to inspire you towards a new set of preferences.
Okay.
So this is why I talk a lot about the fact that enlightenment is no kind of end state. It's no sort of retirement.
Right. Darn it! No, I'm just kidding.
That's funny. You have a brand new perspective, and from that perspective, the set of experiences is entirely different, and the expansion that you achieve is entirely different.
So we have a couple minutes before we have to take our first break, and I have one other question about the self-realization, because it's the end-all, be-all, as you said. How can people, it's why we're here, essentially, how can people get on that self-realization path? What can they do to start living that? You have a couple of tips.
This is my number one favorite question, because the answer is so simple and nobody is willing to admit it.
Right.
The answer is joy.
Joy.
If you manage to care enough how you feel that you're willing to follow your own joy, then you will inevitably line up with that kind of self-realization. It's an absolute of this universe, because your emotional sensation of bliss is nothing but your biochemical feedback system telling you that the vibration you hold is in tandem with your higher self, which is the same thing as self-actualization.
You talk a lot about that in your book, Sculptor in the Sky. You talk a lot about bliss.
Yep.
And when I was reading that, I thought, wow, if you can just actually wake up every day and just say, I want to live in bliss. Doesn't matter what I do, doesn't matter anything else. Is if I can live that way, that brings you to the self-realization, essentially.
Yes.
And she's reading your book, believe me. She's loving your book.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
She's digging it. She's really, it's really popular in our house right now.
I had to reread it a couple of times, a couple of the sections, because I'm a little slow, Teal, but.
No, you're not.
It made a lot of sense to me. And, you know, we all, in the society that we live in, we have all of these, well, if you do this, you'll be happy. If you succeed, if you do this, you'll be happy. If you have all this money, you'll be happy. And that's not necessarily the case. So I just enjoyed that. And it sounds so simple, but yet we make it so hard, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people say that, though, follow your joy. And it's not hard to remember, and it's not hard to do when you think about it.
So I need to take a break, or we need to take a break. You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. We're going to, when we come back, talk more with our guest, Neil Scott, about the meaning of life. Stay tuned.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed 3 dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, Mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I don't want to be the girl. Yo, we are back on the Shine and Jen Show. I am your host, Sean Garcia, sitting across from my wife, Jennifer. Our topic today is the meaning of life with Teal Scott. Teal, please, for our listeners, go ahead and give your contact information and how the audience can buy your book, Sculptor in the Sky, and learn more about your work.
My website is thespiritualcatalyst.com. My book is for sale. The Sculptor in the Sky is the name of the book. On that website, it's also for sale on Amazon. And I have an upcoming live stream workshop in 2 weeks on Saturday, and then on the 20th of April, I am going to Santa Barbara for a synchronization workshop. So anyone who would like to show up, that'd be great. All of my synchronization workshops are also advertised on the website and on my Facebook accounts, and so that will have the details as to the venue and the time.
Can you describe what it's like at one of your synchronization workshops? Because I just love that. I thought that was...
Yeah, I want to hear more about that, too.
The coolest thing. Can you just kind of describe that for us?
Can we describe what it is that I'm doing there?
Yeah, no. I want you to just describe, not necessarily what you're doing, because I know you don't necessarily... Well, tell us how you came up with the name and what it is. Kind of give a synopsis of how the day goes.
Yeah.
So this is how it is, basically. As an extrasensory, I'm able to actually visually see energy fields. And so I'm able to visually see how the universe plays out according to law of attraction. So law of attraction basically states that the only things which can share space are things which have a matching vibration. And so when I'm sitting in front of a room full of people, all of those people share a vibration. That's why they're able to even sit in that room. That's why I call them synchronization workshops, because everyone has to be synchronized in order to show up.
Right.
So you see quite often that sometimes, you know, the demographic of people, which I would consider my people, the ones that follow me around and really listen to my teachings on a daily basis, sometimes they can't show up at all, and it's a whole brand new group with a whole set of new problems and new things that
okay.
I want to talk about. Yeah.
So a lot of, I'm assuming that people are like I would think that they go, oh, well, that's interesting, so maybe I should just show up and see what it's about, for one. But then that also just means that they're meant to be there, right? That
time,
yeah, place, all those things, because it's kind of like, oh, well, I should go there because it sounds really interesting, and then they end up with a room full of people that have the same vibration that they have.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Now, this kind of ties into what I'm going to mention, because you have a YouTube channel too, right?
Yes, I do.
And you have videos on there, and you put out a lot of pertinent, beautiful information, I might add, because Jen stumbled across some things, and she shared it with me. Now I'm watching it, and I've shared it with people. You know, we got the shampoo effect effect happening here. But you know, long story short, it's I think there's a clip on there. I don't know if it's through you or somebody else, but you're at one of the workshops and a gentleman is introducing you. You could almost feel the energy of what's going on in there, in that workshop. I think you have it on your website too, right?
Yes, I should. I'm not the one that moderates my own website, but I think it's on there. I'm a little bit of an admitted tech idiot, so.
No, you're good.
Well, you have a lot of energy running through your body, so I would imagine so, right?
Yeah.
The computer is more likely to crash than perform for me, and I'm not really concerned with improving that vibration currently. I don't know what the priority is.
So let's talk about, before we go to our next question, since we're talking about matching vibration, this happens in people's lives, right? We all have a vibration that we put out there to the world, and this is how we end up with the partners that we have, the friends that we have, the family dynamic that we have. Is this all the same, correct?
Oh, yes. Rather than saying it happens in people's lives, I'd say it is people's lives. The experience you're living is the exact result of that process.
Pretty much.
So whatever your vibration is what you're calling in at the moment.
100%, like a radio signal. It's the best way to understand it. You are, by virtue of your thoughts are a very powerful signal. So it's kind of like your broadcasting signal, which is being matched by that same signal. The same way as when you're driving in your car, you can turn the dial in your car to a certain radio channel, and you'll receive the channel that you turn it to. So if you turn your channel to I am worth nothing, you're going to receive that exact signal in manifested form.
Right.
I hope the right people got that message you just said. You are what you think you are, right? No, really. You are what you think you are.
Or people in relationships, and you have a partner, and then you get rid of that partner, or you break up with that partner, and then you find another partner, and then this is it's a different face, same energy, and then you go, oh, my gosh, it's the same guy. You know, it's like that.
Oh, yeah, you see people date the same type of person over and over.
On the vibration that you're putting out into the world.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So the story is same channel.
Same channel, right? Same channel. He looks different, but it's the same dude.
Yes.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. So let's move on. I wanted to ask you, who created us, Teal?
We created ourselves.
We. Okay.
So...
Now, what do you mean when you say we? Who is we?
This is very difficult to understand because we are working at this kind of universal principle from a third-dimensional mind.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot separate you from the rest of the universe. So ultimately, the universe created you, yes, but you are an inseparable piece of it. So as a collective consciousness can split into streams within the consciousness, and then there's that question. If you've got an ocean... but there are waves within the ocean. Is the wave the ocean? Yes, but it's also a wave. It's just an expression of the ocean. So you are like a wave within the ocean. The ocean, which is consciousness, chose to project forth into a wave because of the perspective of the wave served the understanding of the totality of that ocean.
So I have a question. Since ultimately we're part of the universe and we created us, does mm-hmm. that mean we created us from the minute detail of what we want to experience in this life, what we're going to look like, what sort of things, I mean, from our hair color, our skin color, to our to our bodies, to our, you know, all of that. So you're saying we create everything like you would, like a clay sculptor.
Yes, and not only do we create it, we also continue to create it moment by moment.
Okay.
So it's our choice once we buy into that vibration and create that originally to keep the way that it has been created or change it. We're like clay that never dries.
Right.
I love that. So let me ask you this in reference to what you said about the universe and the waves and, mm-hmm. and the creation of how we created ourselves. Do you believe when we enter this realm that we choose our parents? Because Jen and I were having a discussion about that.
Yes, I do.
Cool.
That's sort of the benefit, you see, of coming in like I did. Usually humans choose to activate a portion of their, I should say deactivate, a portion of their genetic code, which allows them to remember what happened pre-birth It's a selective amnesia, which is why most people, even though you have the vague emotional memory, I don't want to say emotional, the big feeling memory of who you really are as your eternal aspect, it's still not a memory in the way that we expect memory to come across. So when I came in, I chose not to deactivate that particular portion of my genetic code, meaning that I had the memory completely from before birth. So the memory of sitting there and picking life paths, hundreds and hundreds, thousands of life paths, more than a human brain could ever fathom staring at. I saw the potentials of each one of those. So you don't write the story of your life like a novel, and that's the end of the novel, and if you've written it that way, you're just screwed. But you see the potentials, and so you opt into those potentials, and you continue opting into those potentials.
So you're saying that you chose not to have amnesia, and you remember all of this prior to being born into this dimension.
Oh, yes, and it makes for quite an interesting experience being in utero, and it makes for quite an interesting experience in childhood and in adulthood.
Wow. So I have a question then. If somebody, so like myself, who chose to forget, is it possible for me to remember?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah. All right. So how do we remember?
By incrementally releasing resistance, by incrementally doing any kind of process that works for you in terms of getting into the vibration of your higher self aspect, because your higher self aspect basically is a consciousness, a perspective which exists on another dimension. And on other dimensions, you have access to every thought which has ever been thought, including your past life, including what you were doing before this, including universal perspective.
Wow.
So essentially, Buddha meditating under the Bodhi tree, when he went, when his sort of enlightenment, what we call it, that is him vibrationally matching, exactly matching like a radio signal, the signal of his eternal perspective, and thus his eternal perspective was able to transfer completely to his human mind.
Wow. Okay.
That's deep. I love
that. That's deep. I love that.
we're just sitting here pondering. We're like, okay. Hey, you want to take us out for a break?
Yeah, so we're going to take a quick break again, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the meaning of life with our extra special guest, Teal Scott. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. store. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
We are back on the Sean and Jen Show, and Sean is pretty sure he heard that song on a commercial somewhere. I don't remember, though. This is your host, Sean. Our topic today is the meaning of life with Teal Scott. Teal, one more time, can you share your information with us on how listeners can contact you regarding workshops, buy your book, Sculpture in the Sky, and learn more about your work?
Yeah, the best way to do that is to visit my website. It's thespiritualcatalyst.com. Pretty easy to find if you go to Google and just type in Teal Scott. It's the first thing that pops up on the search engine. I've got all my workshops there and the books available, and every time I update something with a new event that I'm doing, it's going to show up on that homepage.
Perfect. Prior to the break, everybody, if you're just tuning in with us, we were talking about who created us, and we were also talking about synchronization, matching vibration, collective consciousness. And next, we want to talk about and ask Teal, what happens when we transition?
There we go.
You want me to dive in?
Go ahead. Teal, what happens when we transition, Teal?
That's the end.
I think she did that messing with me. She's messing with me.
The end.
I couldn't resist.
She jabbed me just now.
Okay, getting back on track. I swear, that was just one joke. I swear, that's my last one.
Okay, no,
that's good.
Not jokes. Not jokes.
So when you transition, you withdraw your consciousness from the physical body. All that this is you focusing physically. So you chose to activate your sensory perspective that has to do with your physical body's eyes, ears, nose, mouth, things like that. You withdraw from your physical body, and that basically stays as part of the physical dimension. You also withdraw from your thought form, and that stays a part of like the fourth, fifth, sixth dimension. You will withdraw your consciousness all the way back to source perspective. There will be no differentiation between you and anything else that exists. It's total and complete oneness, the vibration of total and complete bliss, if you could call it that. It is the highest vibration that exists so far, and we keep adding to that through our universal life-by-life perspective. And then from that perspective, you may or may not choose to come back into physical perspective.
Okay, I had a question in regards to that. As far as transitioning, do you feel that leaving this plane is less painful? And do you feel that entering this plane is painful in regards to birth?
The answer is it doesn't have to be painful either way.
Mm-hmm.
What creates pain, any kind of sensation like that, is resistance. So if a child is broadcasting forth thoughts of resistance, then their birth is likely to be painful. Same goes for the mother. If a person is resisting death, then their death is likely to be painful, which is part of why I'm so dedicated to end-of-life care centers. Is because we need to stop treating the death process like we do, because resisting death is what's causing our expectation of death, that it's going to be this giant thing which is managed with a huge amount of pain and that you have to ail before you die. That's actually a human expectation, we should say.
Right.
It is possible to die without having one speck of pain. It is possible to die without even declining first. But the only reason that we don't know that that's possible is because we don't expect that, because every interaction we have with death is by watching people ail first. We watch people die in an aspect of resistance. So it becomes an expectation, so it becomes what we align with.
One question I have about transitioning, do we, when we're doing our, when before we come, Do we plan when, or do we have an exit strategy of when we're going to say transition? Or do we have several points throughout our life and say, okay, you know, from a higher self perspective, we've accomplished what we want to, or it's time to exit? Do we get exit points at that? Does that make sense?
There are several potentials that exist that are a match to your original choice. So okay. When you make any kind of choice, there are potentials which are a match to that original choice. But you can choose to capitalize on that potential or not. There's never an end date that you set and that's the end of it, because the story is, as long as this time-space reality that you're living in, physical dimension, is serving your expansion, there is no need to leave.
Okay. But once that stops, then it's time to go.
Yes.
Is it possible to transition and then immediately be born into another existence?
Oh, good question.
Yes, it is possible to do that.
I've thought about that, and I didn't dare voice it to anybody because, you know, it's hard enough being different. You want people to, like, you know. I thought that. I was like, I wonder if a soul energy can leave one body and immediately be born elsewhere.
Oh, yes. It's more than possible. It happens every day. But externally from our physical dimension, there is no such thing as time. And so even if, from our perspective on Earth, a soul incarnates immediately upon death into another body, you will not perceive it that same way when you exit the body. In truth, you can perceive, it's difficult because time isn't registered, but for the sake of understanding this, you could exit the physical dimension, and to you it could feel like 1 second, and on Earth, 1,000 years could pass, millions of years even. And it also works in reverse. You could have the feeling, sensation of being there a long time, and here on Earth the perspective is that you came back in immediately. In a quantum universe, you will not see these defined ways of being. So it's not like it's an absolute that when you exit the body, you're going to perceive it as being 6,000 years, when here on Earth it's being perceived in a minute amount of time.
Right.
In a quantum universe, it could be anything you choose.
Let me ask you another question. This goes back to the birth. In our society, I think the way we look at childbirth could change, right? It's a medical emergency to have a child in this country, some people think, right? And it's really not. It's very natural. It's very, you know, when the baby's ready, the baby will come, all those things. But we also, it's like so associated with pain. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be so painful. I don't want to experience the pain. Do you think if we had an opposite belief system that we would feel as women that had children, no pain at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, it is possible that you can give birth to a child and feel the opposite of pain, instead feel ecstasy.
I've met a couple of women that have said that. They say, oh, they didn't hurt at all when they gave birth. And other women look at them like, what you talking about? You know, so you just basically vindicated women that have felt like, confirmed they are there. That's who. Confirmed women that have said that, because, you know, a lot of women that are pregnant say they're afraid of the pain because that's what's being projected from other women.
Yep. And it's a reality for those women who are in resistance, but we don't really raise the women of this society to expect that it's going to be an enjoyable experience, and so you can't get anything other than what you expect. It would defy all of the laws that exist in this universe. That's something that you did not expect to come to you.
Right. Let me ask you, this is kind of asking, a future question about how we treat death or transition in this country. Do you see that changing? Do you feel like in 10 years, 20 years, or as we get older, and or as our parents pass, let's say, that it's going to change, or?
I wouldn't waste my time with it if I didn't think so, but part of the good thing right now, I say good thing, but that's because I don't see death as a negative.
Right.
But right now, we have a huge demographic in the baby boom population, which we're going to be dealing with death on such a huge scale that most of us who have not had to deal with death before are going to have to. And our systems that are in place right now are not going to be able to deal with the volume, number one, of people that are going to be dying and getting really sick before they die, and we're not going to be able to deal emotionally and ignore the problem anymore about what it is that we're doing for our people who are transitioning. And so rather than say that I have hope, it's an absolute that it's going to change because there's so much contrast. Anyone who's gone through death with somebody understands the amount of contrast there, especially if you've gone through a terminal illness with somebody. You know, for example, with just the way that our medical system is set up, we try to avoid death at all costs. And so, you know, the other day, six months ago, I ended up holding a woman who died. She had acute leukemia at 94 years old, and because she had not signed a living will, they legally had to bring her back three separate times.
Oh my goodness.
By doing CPR and jump-starting her heart. And anybody who knows CPR knows you have to crack ribs and all that. So this 94-year-old woman with a terminal cancer, they kept bringing her back and bringing her back to the point where literally the pain was so acute that her daughter, who would never had anything to do with energy healers, hired me to specifically aid in her exit from this planet because she couldn't stand her suffering anymore.
Wow. That's amazing. I think, for anybody, I've experienced, several years ago, my grandmother passing in hospice, and how the body slowly starts, or the spirit, you know, your body slowly starts to release, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like we were telling her and talking to her and holding her and saying, you can go. Because she kept coming back.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that a miracle when you have people around you like that? I'm going to literally publicly commend you for that behavior. There is nothing that I cannot stand worse than people who are in, you know, hospitals or in hospice situations or home situations with people who are dying and are unwilling to look at their own fear. And so these people are trying to make an exit. They're scared of making an exit. And we're going, no, don't go. It's basically the worst thing you can do.
We were all like, you know, go. And then finally we left so she could, you know, we all left so she could go. And that was part of it, too. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, I think that's interesting because I'm very interested in that as well, and having, you know, our parents are getting older. And they're certainly not, you know. But you just notice, even I just had have a baby who's 18 months, and just even going to have a baby in a hospital, you just see, I mean, they're packed. Hospitals are packed with people.
Yes.
So, well, this has been a great, great conversation. We're going to go ahead and take another break. And we'd like to give out Sean and I's contact information. You can reach out to us at www.soulpathinsightswithans.com. You're listening to The Sean and Jen Show, and we'll be back with Teal Scott. Stay tuned.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my bed.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching. coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are back on the Sean and Jen Show. This is Sean and Jen sitting across from me. For all of our listeners, Jen and I can be contacted at www.soulpathinsights.com.
I wanted to bring up a couple of, just one upcoming Soulpath Insights event. I'll be hosting a workshop on March 30th. From 1 to 5. Oh, Sean and I, sorry.
There we go.
Don't be selfish. calling in your life's work. That will be March 30th at Isis Books here in Inglewood. Also, Sean and I are available for speaking events and workshops and also
readings.
Yes.
We're available for readings as well.
Also, for your short film, documentary, and video stock footage needs, check out December11thProductions.com, which is Sean's baby.
Oh, yeah. Which at www.1211productions.com. And now we're at my favorite part of the show, aside from our guests. Your favorite part, too. Tip of the week. I like to give good sound advice, spiritual advice, physical advice. Last week I talked about how important it is to drink water at certain times of the day. Reach out to me if you didn't get that. But today I'm going to the tip of the week comes from something that was said earlier in the show from our guests. Till Scott told us, make your life easier, follow your joy.
Follow your joy.
Three little words, period.
So simple, right?
That's right.
Back to the water thing, though. I've been following that water tip because Sean, of course, posted it on our refrigerator. And so you can't help but see it every morning you wake up. I'm a coffee drinker, but I do, you know, drinking my water first, and it makes a big difference. I wouldn't say I don't need the coffee, but I almost don't need the coffee.
Well, Sean, you know, I stopped drinking coffee. I don't drink it. Okay.
All right. So a couple final questions as we wrap up with our show with Teal today. Teal, I have a question. When you're not creating, what is your favorite pastime?
Oh, good question.
Skiing. Everybody can follow my stuff knows this answer. Skiing.
Skiing. Okay.
That is cool.
I'm obsessed. I am a hardcore telemarker.
You're a hardcore what?
Telemarking. It's basically like free heel skiing. I'm completely devout. So.
Oh, you're good.
So you go a couple times a week, or?
Oh, man, I can't even tell you, because now I'm so busy with what I'm doing, which is so good, that I've not been very much, but I try to get once a week, yeah. And because of where I live, I'm about 2 minutes away from the ski hill, so.
Oh, beautiful. What about, have you ever skied the Rockies, the Colorado Rockies, I guess?
Well, I live in them, so yes.
No, the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, here in Denver.
You mean all the resorts in Colorado? Oh, hell yeah. I've skied Vail, and I've skied Winter Park, and Breckenridge, and yeah, pretty much all of those.
So are you one of those people that goes up and actually skis the Blacks?
I would hope so. I used to be on the United States Telemark ski team, so I would hope I'm that good.
Oh, wow. Good. Well, good. You know, I'm Colorado, and so the first thing when I travel, people ask me, so you ski? Nope.
I'm so embarrassed, too. I'm so embarrassed. No.
I had some experiences when I was young, and I probably need to, you know, not project those onto my children and take them and teach them, and you know, as they're still really young, so that they appreciate, you know, learn to appreciate it if they chose to do that. But I think my experiences kind of, as we've talked about, shaped my view, and maybe I need to take a lesson as an adult or something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's never too late.
It's never too late. That's right.
Is that right? Okay. Till, I got another question for you.
Okay.
This is for you. Okay. This isn't about anybody else, but what is your ultimate goal out of this lifetime? What would you like to see yourself accomplish?
My ultimate goal is justice care reform. So I basically want to see the way that we deal with our criminals changed completely, 100%. So in the end, my number one goal is to start centers which can be an alternative to the way that we have our jails.
Right.
Tell us why that's so important to you.
It's so incredibly important to me because I grew up with a sociopath.
Okay.
In my childhood. And having been around them, I understand them more so than most people do. And I see that you cannot get this way any other way but having suffered. It's a direct chain. The chain of abuse is absolutely truth.
Right.
So, the way where you don't punish people into wellness.
No, you don't.
You talked about that in your book.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, it's super, super important to understand that. Vibrationally, you cannot fight fire with fire. So anytime you're trying to punish somebody into alignment, then you're barking up the wrong tree. It's not going to work. You're going to just make it worse, which is why we're seeing in our prison system, we're seeing us making harder criminals. They go into jail and they do not come out better. They come out 10 times worse.
Right.
And
well,
they make a function of society. Are you still there?
You can keep going.
Oh, I can keep going?
Yes, please do.
I lost my train of thought. Well, basically, the whole way that we're doing this doesn't work. Anybody who's been to jail understands how damn hard it is to get back into society after the fact. You're not hired by people. There's no kind of funnel that we give people to get into the workplace. So, and we're not preparing them mentally. People don't end up there because they've had a fabulous life experience. They end up there because they have had a ton of suffering. They do not know how to love. They do not know how to connect with people. And so we have to teach them that if we want them to understand that. We can't try to punish them. It's a totally outdated system. It doesn't work for children. It does not work for criminals.
So what would you suggest a good way to bring that back around would be?
Oh, man, that question remains to be seen. I'm going to have to design an entire program. But basically, the universal principle is that if you want somebody to align with the vibration, you have to introduce that vibration. So, and nobody wants to hear that in these centers, I'm going to be basically reinforcing vibrations of the opposite of punishment, because people kind of want revenge. So they don't want people in jail having a good time. But unfortunately, if you want to rehabilitate people, you've got to introduce them to love. You've got to introduce them towards awakening processes. A lot of the people who are in jails, they would never meditate or do things like that that bring about serious expansion. They would never really look at the pain in their life. And the real benefit of having somebody stuck in a center is they kind of have to. So it's sort of, once you're at that point, since humanity is not ready to have these people running around and let law of attraction take care of it on its own, you've got the opportunity when they're stuck there to put them in a situation where they're forced to look at themselves. I will have incredibly trained professionals working with them, digging up the reasoning behind why they're doing these things, reintegrating them into programs where they can get into society and get good jobs, not crappy jobs for the rest of their life. It's going to be this long, detailed thing, and I'm going to pull a lot of people in with me, but it's a very complicated process.
I love it. I love it. You know, I actually have a criminal justice degree, and I never did anything with it, but I always have a passion about it. So I couldn't agree with you more, and I think you have a lot of wonderful things to offer, and a lot of with the long-term care and the justice system. So I commend you, and I really appreciate you being on the show. We're going to wrap up now. I think we have just 1 minute left. Thank you, Teal, for being on the show, And we'll be back next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, and 3 p.m. Pacific with the practicing astrologer himself, Mr. Samuel F. Reynolds. Have a prosperous week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Sean and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.